From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. 5 years after one of Florida's biggest financial frauds, we now know how much money has been recovered and how much will go to the victims of the scam. Federal prosecutors say they've reached an agreement with a bankruptcy trustee on how to divide nearly $50 million forfeiture dollars proceeds from convicted Ponzi schemer Scott Rothstein. The Miami U.S. Attorney's Office says that about $28 million will go to qualified victims of the scam, $21 million to claimants in the bankruptcy of Rothstein's now-defunct Fort Lauderdale law firm. The money comes from forfeiture of real estate, boats, vehicles, jewelry, and bank accounts traced to Rothstein's $1.2 billion scheme. Rothstein is among roughly two dozen people convicted in the scam, which offered investments in supposedly confidential legal settlements that did not exist. Rothstein himself is serving a 50-year prison sentence. While ride-sharing services Lyft and UberX have been operating illegally in Miami-Dade for more than a month now, but the future of the smartphone app-enabled services that connect drivers with passengers is looking up. WLRN intern Salima Hussein has more on new rules proposed at yesterday's commission meeting.
New rules might legalize ride-sharing companies Lyft and UberX. The proposed Miami-Dade County Code would categorize the companies as transportation network entities. The companies and their drivers would also need to register with the county and agree to a state criminal background check. Only two commissioners voted against the proposal, Dennis Moss and Jose Pepe Diaz. And the proposal doesn't address one of the app's fiercest competitors, taxi medallion owners. The Transportation Committee may take up the proposal in September. Until then, the services will continue to be illegal. I'm Salima Hussein in Miami.
Help is on the way for about 1,200 Floridians with critical needs. Within the next 2 weeks, they'll be getting enrollment letters from the Agency for Persons with Disabilities. Those on the agency's waiting list as of July 1st will be offered enrollment in the Home and Community-Based Services Medicaid waiver. That waiver provides personal care for people who most need it, along with speech, behavioral, and occupational therapy, and respite for caregivers. APD Director Barbara Palmer says eliminating that wait list for now means the agency can do some long-range planning.
Because if we know we have people that are going to reach age 70 soon, caretakers, we can start looking at age 60 and 65 and anticipate when these costs are going to come.
Palmer also says she wants to track when disabled kids will be aging out of the school system, which can require more services and more expense. The elimination of the wait list is the result of a $20 million allocation approved by Governor Rick Scott and the state legislature. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.